thousands of people congregated on the picturesque embankment beside Charles Bridge at the weekend to sample the fare on offer at the annual Prague Food Festival. Now in its third year, this event aims to celebrate the good quality food that is on offer in the Czech capital. This year's festival allowed visitors to taste specialities prepared by some of the country's best restaurants for just a fraction of the cost. As only the finest eateries in Prague and the Czech Republic can take part in the event, a lot of time and effort is put into choosing the restaurants to showcase the food now available in the Czech Republic. One person whose job it is to select restaurants for the festival is the event's founder and well-known Czech gourmet, Pavel Maurer.
We select restaurants for our festival from two points of view. One point is that they are selected from the best or most interesting restaurant in Czech Republic and Prague. And from other point of view, we would like to combine restaurants which are from different gastronomy. So you can choose not only Czech gastronomy, but also Italian, French, Thai. Also, we have kosher restaurant this year. So we would like also to show the variety of cuisines which you can see in Prague or in other cities in Czech Republic.
Radek Hasman, the head chef of leading Italian restaurant Aromi, was one of the cooks chosen to present the type of food that is now on offer in Prague. He says the city's food festival helps showcase the improving standards of cuisine in the Czech capital, which has come on in leaps and bounds in the last decade or so.
The food is improving very well now. In this time, the restaurants start to think a little bit better than before, and they can feel the trends around in the older world, around like a French cuisine and like Italian cuisine, and they are inspired to Michelin star restaurants in the Europe. And the trend is growing up now in the Prague. The food start to be much and much better than before.
Radek says the festival also gives Prague chefs a chance to keep an eye on what other cooks are doing in the city's culinary industry.
This is friendly competition because every chef from the restaurants is almost my friend, and we can see ourselves in the restaurants and around, and they're talking about the food, about the new products, also new trends in the cuisine, and that's it.
In addition to encouraging Prague chefs to raise their game, the festival is helping put the city on the culinary map. In a town which now boasts two Michelin-starred restaurants, the event is intended to highlight that fine dining is now one of the many delights of visiting the Czech capital, something which was not always the case in the past. Pavel Maurer sees the festival as another reason for people to come to Prague, as it offers something that you cannot find in any other cities in the surrounding region.
As I know, we are very unique in Eastern Europe. I don't know about other festival in this territory. Of course, there are a lot of food festival which you can see in England, United States, Italy, which are sometimes very big. But we are, as I know, very special thing which you can find in Eastern Europe.
Besides presenting food on various stands beside the river, the Prague Food Festival also offered a number of accompanying events, including live music, spectacular cooking shows presented by top chefs, and a special beer tasting event, which gave visitors an opportunity to enjoy the Czech national drink in all its guises. First and foremost, however, the festival focuses on food, and an incredible amount of victuals were prepared and consumed over the weekend. I asked Pavel Maurer how much food would actually be eaten during the three-day event.
I absolutely have no idea, but for instance, I know that there is a fresh bar, one fresh bar which will do only fruits and vegetable juices, and they prepare to come with something like 6 tons of fruits and vegetables just to make these fresh juices for people.
This year's festival took place against the backdrop of a major economic crisis, which has been keenly felt in the local catering sector. Pavel Maurer says that these straitened times are definitely having an impact on Prague's restaurants, but that establishments like the ones chosen for the food festival should be able to weather the storm.
Some restaurants died this year already, so we can't say that the situation is very optimistic, and especially restaurants who were focused for people who are coming as a tourist to Czech Republic, they are 30-40% down with the turnover. On the other hand, you can see a lot of restaurants which are focused to local clients, and these restaurants are working as nothing happened. They are full of people and they are doing well.
Radek Hasman agrees that the economic crisis is not such a big threat to Prague's catering industry, but instead gives the city's best restaurants an opportunity to consolidate their position.
This is very important signal for the older restaurant in the Prague, because survive the restaurant which is very friendly with the customers, the service has to be perfect. The customers has to feel that they have a contact with the waiters and with the chefs also in the kitchen. We are like this in our restaurant. This is the first point to surviving. The people have to eat. That's the point. And the question is where. So we offer the people the very good food, very good prices, and the very good service, and that's the why the people are coming back.
I asked a couple of people attending this year's Prague Food Festival what they thought of the standard of food in the city, and if they believe the event did a good job of presenting the range and quality that diners can now expect to find in the Czech capital.
I've been here now for 3 years, and that is a huge difference already. What the quality of restaurants you have, of the food, the understanding of high-end food. So, and I think that festival really shows that, and it shows the difference of where Prague came from and what we're able now to do. So I think it's fantastic. Enjoy it.
All these events, like this one is Prague Food Festival, open the door, open the eyes, other people. I met a few minutes ago the chefs, which they were visiting another stands. Check how do it my competitor. What is new in this area? And this is the way how improve the gastronomy in Czech Republic.
What I really enjoy is the choices. I think that's the biggest difference. I've noticed that you have different choices. Used to be a few restaurants which are really great, but then after that, it was it. But now you have really different choices, different cuisine, different styles, also great quality with not being overpriced, but also good quality for all kind of tastes. So I think that's grand.
The fact that the festival this year was held right beside the Charles Bridge meant that a lot of tourists also attended the event and got a chance to sample the cuisine that Prague offers. Naturally, many of them were interested in also trying some local dishes. Although he runs an Italian restaurant, Radek Hassman agrees that visitors to the city should also take time to sample Czech cuisine. He even went so far as to recommend one typical Czech dish above all others.
Of course, the svíčková, because this is unbelievable food for me. I like it very well, because my grandmother make the super unbelievable svíčková in the world. And this is favorite for me. Svíčková is a beef with a vegetable sauce, which is carrot, celery, onion, and mustard, and the wine, also the sugar. And this is like a sweet and sour vegetable sauce with the dumplings is served, and this is fantastic.
And I suppose it has to go with a beer as well.
Yeah, sure.
Chef Radek Hassman, ending that edition of Spotlight by Colleen O'Connor, and also ending today's program here on Radio Prague. Of course, everything you've heard can also be found at radio